Bit of In Excess this morning at New Sensation. It's Triple M Southwest. And I've got here on the line a fella called Joe Knight. He's a Southwestie, an absolute ocean frother. Joe, I thought it would probably be best if you introduce yourself because you're a man of many talents.
Yeah, no worries. Joe, just live in Margaret River, run a small business in Margs for the past 6 or 7 years. Primarily teaching people about being comfortable in the ocean. Started off teaching freediving in 2009, but quickly moved into general ocean wellbeing, ocean safety, personal development. Teach groups and corporates and privates and ocean professionals and kids and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah, it just sounds so amazing. And we sort of crossed paths through some mutual friends, and here's the link as to why I've got Joe on for a chat this morning. So last week I finally put my big girl pants on and decided after, 11, 12 years of not getting my finalizing my motorbike license, I have decided that this needs to happen, and I'm joining the Blue Crew, and I've hooked up with a crew at Southwest Yamaha, and they've put me onto an excellent trainer. Today is going to be my first lesson, and I'm absolutely terrified. I've had a bit of a block in my mind about releasing that clutch and letting the bike sort of take control. Well, not take control, but you know what I mean? And I thought, you know, with your qualifications, you might have some wise advice for me and if anybody else has got a bit of a block in their life at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. So we come across this stuff all the time in our courses, and that's primarily why we teach them, is to get people to be, try to learn to be comfortable within being uncomfortable. And for the general people on our courses, at the start, they're really hesitant about doing anything in the ocean with breath hold or any hold downs or any big ocean swimming. And we teach them to find the comfort within that. It's all right to be uncomfortable. It's normal to be uncomfortable, and it's quite a strong growth to be uncomfortable. So you need to find that comfort within there, using a lot of positive mental anchors, positive reinforcement. We do a bit of some psychology called neuro-linguistic programming, which is pretty common, about basically reliving past events that you felt really powerful and in control, and bringing those feelings into that moment where you are feeling slightly uncomfortable. And, it's really good. You're getting your motorbike license and finding that comfort within discomfort.
Well, that's an interesting sort of line, finding comfort in discomfort. I think many of us would have experienced that in spades in the last 12 months with the ever-changing COVID-19 situation, even over the weekend. Were we going to go into lockdown? Were we not? So you were saying there a good tip is to go back to a place in your mind where you felt like you were feeling great and in control. So is that something I should be doing just before my lesson?
Yeah, absolutely. It basically gets your mind focusing on being very productive, cognitive, rather than having that trait to go into that fight or flight response, which is what we want to avoid. That's like what they call the lizard brain, going into survival mode, making quite quick decisions, but not always the best decision. You end up going into old habits. So by reliving an event you've done before where you felt in control, you felt calm, you felt empowered. That could be anything where you've been put in a situation where you succeeded and it really had a great effect on you, where you, after the event, you're like, wow, I can't believe I just achieved that. But in that actual event, you felt really powerful, empowered, in control, and you felt, 100% really, really good within yourself and your ability. So by bringing yourself back to that past event, by the things that you saw, by the things that you smelled, by the things that you felt, and reliving that, that'll get your whole body and mind to be focused on the task that you're doing by having that really cognitive, productive mindset.
Joey, you're a wizard. I already feel a lot more calm. And this could be used in so many elements of your life. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything as extreme as getting your motorbike license. This could be like fronting up to a meeting at work that you're nervous about, or, having that confronting conversation with your boss about something you've not been happy about. I mean, this is just amazing life advice.
It's really powerful, and it's not anything new. It's been around for a very, very long time. There's some famous athletes like Andre Agassi, for example, who've used these techniques in the past, all to find that comfort within discomfort.
Mm. Well, Joe, I dare say this probably won't be the last time we catch up. So thank you so much for your time this morning.
No, that's all right. It's been great. Thanks, Eve, Sandy.
That's Joe Knight from One Ocean International, local Margaret River company. Just sounds absolutely fantastic. And I'm feeling a little bit more confident before my bike lesson. So bring that on.